have a drink, gentlemen?
Sure. You know what time it is?
5:20. If that clock's right, it's 5:20.
We're not going to the Hancock. We get a drink. I think it'll be okay.
Quick drink.
True that Paul used to
Hung out here, Machine Gun Jack McGurn owned it.
Oh, okay.
He worked for Alvin Toffler. Yeah, so it's true that he was here all the time, but he never owned it. Machine Gun Jack McGurn owned 25% during Prohibition.
Right, right.
So that's the official cocktail.
Yeah.
I'll have a Jameson's Sunrise.
Okay.
Have a craft beer. What you got?
Split Bells or Guinness?
Bells.
What kind of beer?
Guinness. And another. Actually, no, I'm having Bells. Guinness sounds like too heavy for me right now.
I saw that Kurt Elling thing in Channel 11 not too long ago.
You want a Bell's, right?
Yeah.
Sir?
I'd like a Bell, a Coke, and a glass of water, please.
Okay. Mr. Adam?
I will have a Bell's as well, please.
So, have you been in a slam here, Scott?
I actually read when I lived here before. I read here a couple times.
I've only been in a slam at Weeds.
Slams are alright, but I don't know. Once you start taking yourself seriously as a writer, it's hard to do. I've seen some pretty good people at the slams, so I've seen some really good poets. Yeah. I have too. I've seen some really bad poets as well. It's really a performance thing more though than a like Dirk at a slam would be, although actually Dirk, I've seen him do performance type stuff, but most of his stuff wouldn't translate real well into a slam environment.
Yeah.
Or Williams poetry for that matter. Cannibal Cheerleaders on Crack. Bad, huh?
Really bad news.
I saw it like 7 years ago and I really liked it. It was a completely different cast. The script was also completely different, more coherent. It just lost all everything.
That's what William was saying, so it was awful.
William left, actually.
I said we're writing
worse than bad theater.
Figured we're spending all this trouble making this great hypertext novel to distribute for free. I was bummed out to pay $11 to have people dare me to be offended by really offensive things.
Well, so William's conservative, actually. It's all
you're right. I'm back.
He comes from a
the old school,
South Carolina.
I come from the old school.
Oh yeah. He was actually on the Jesse Helms re-election campaign.
The good old days. People tried to make plays about things. Content.
The good old days. You want content in plays? What the hell is that?
Bring that to music.
We're all about spectacle, man. Otherwise, why would we be the kind of people who's all about spectacle? Plant grass with kids at the same time as we write a hypertext novel that's almost sure to be damaging to the youth of America because of all the drug references. I mean, why would we, you know?
We can use BB Edit to go back and replace all the drugs with health food, can't we?
Yeah, but that would be selling out, man.
I don't
want to do that.
I think of the if we can apply the concept of selling out to something that's distributed electronically worldwide for free, then we've probably already sold out by the sheer arrogance of many of the most, maybe all of the pages.
Yeah, it's pretty much sold out. I mean, it is about pretty much building us into millennial literary superstars, which is kind of self-indulgent.
Well, it's on the hype factor. I mean, ultimately, in the United States now, it's going to be like the cult of personality wins out over trying to actually do something the hard way. It's ultimately, you know, the people that hype themselves up the best are the ones that come out on top. It's bizarre.
You've put your finger on the heart of our project.
That's okay.
You've got to do it. It's something that...
been writing well-done stories for years and years. Now it's time to work on
work
hype.
The system. Rebuild the system, really. That's ultimately what we're trying to do.